He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person, and we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
He's on the other end of our line this morning now, psychologically speaking, with Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. On my rundown here, I've highlighted your name today in green. That's appropriate because I could hear you cheering all the way from your offices on Sunday, probably on Friday, too. You were as excited as anybody over the Spartans' victory and moving on to the Sweet 16 after they knocked off Virginia.
Well, it was really exciting. Unexpected, actually, to have the team playing this well at this time, but I guess Izzo does live up to his March Madness title in terms of ready to go, and the team definitely is hitting on all cylinders, and just exciting games to watch. Even that loss to Wisconsin was an amazingly exciting, fun game to watch, and then to come out and beat Georgia and then Virginia, great set of games, and it keeps everybody green in the state, makes everybody pretty excited around the country.
Here's another question I've never asked you before over all these many years we've known each other. Are you able to watch a game and watch a team, a group of people, and just sit there and cheer? Or does it always creep in? You're a psychologist. Do you look for how are they communicating? How's the body language? Is this getting into the psychological aspect of what makes a team? Do you always find yourself falling into that? Or is that just a crazy question?
Well, I think a lot of the time I do. I mean, I'm always intrigued.
But you can't help it, can you? I mean, it's just part and parcel.
Well, I think it's part of the personality, too. I mean, obviously, that's why I'm in this field for 49 years, a long time. You just like to know what's motivating people, how are people communicating, what is going on. And, like, this team actually does work very, very well together, and because you may have a great team that doesn't play well and they're not going to go that far, but you can have a team of really very good players like this team, but if they play well, they can play great, and they have certainly played great the last couple games.
Well, this team was spinning its wheels a few weeks ago, and people in their lives can feel a little bit like that too. I mean, they can be successful, Doc, but still lose focus, feel confused, and at times flat out clueless. So what happens with folks, and how do you get things back on track? How do you keep that focus on your future and what's to come rather than, again, doing that kind of lock in place?
Well, let me preface one little quote here. If one does not know for which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable. And I think that's a way of looking at people that lack focus. And focus, a lack of focus is really arguably one of the greatest impediments to one's success, because if you're confused, you really don't know which direction you're going, you're just kind of out there aimlessly living day to day, you're really leading a mundane life in many ways, and there's really no real sense of satisfaction because you're not finishing, you're not completing, you're not having the dedication. You talked before about psychologically when I watch a team, okay? Well, there's a little different when I'm working with individuals, when people kind of say, oh my, what am I doing? I can't decide what I want to do, where I want to go. And I talk to people, and the suggestions I give them right away, I say, well, first of all, why don't you acknowledge that this lack of focus and this confusion really is leading to a lot of dissatisfaction in your life, and is also leading to this situation where you're not moving, you're not going any direction, you're just kind of stuck. Then I will talk to them in terms of setting aside time to really examine, sort themselves out, look at their past, look at their present, look at their future, and really try to sort out where they're going. People can do this themselves. They can meet with people like me. They can meet with others that can give them good advice, and try to give them good advice. Then I think after they really start doing some soul searching themselves, then I think it's a time to talk to friends, trusted associates, family members, and really try to get a feel, like, what do you think? What do you see? Not in an argumentative way, not at all, nor a defensive way, but more of an act of listening, like, tell me what you think. Then I think you have to seek out some people that you might not even know that well, but people that do what you do or have interests that you determine you have, and try to get advice from them. What would you do? What could be a place for me to go? This could be people in colleges. This could be people in universities. This could be people in the community, people who have businesses. And then once you do this, once you've kind of done this examination, then you look at all this happened, what you've learned, and you try to process all this feedback. Then you have to go back to the critical self-examination of, you know, the plan. What is there for your future? It's kind of the, you know, back in my day in the Catholic schools, we had these retreats where it was a time to self-examine.
No, they still do, and they still do.
Well, I think that is very positive. Now, these are done with the intent, mm-hmm. of obviously a spiritual point of view, and I still think that is a very useful activity. But I think in this particular case, we're talking about examining yourself in terms of who am I, where am I, what am I doing, what is my purpose in life. And once you've gathered this information, then you try to move forward with some focus. And I've worked with many people that have really done this, Dave. But the thing that's shocking to me, if you want to talk about a surprising thing from a psychological point of view, is how many people do lead mediocre and mundane lives, in their own words, because they really haven't focused on something. They're just kind of living day to day. They have a job, they have a family, they have some things, but they're not satisfied. It's not that they're not successful, that they don't get by, but they're really not going for the brass ring. They're just kind of in a routine, and these are the people that really need direction and really want to go forward. In fact, I'll give you just one other quote here by Steve Jobs that I think is a great one. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. And I think that's really true, that if you really find something, you have trust in it. Like, I think you've been terrific in terms of your TV work, in terms of your radio work.
Don't you be kind.
Well, I think that's very true. I think you're very professional in terms of how you do your work. And obviously, you along the way found, this is what I like to do. This mm-hmm. is what I'm. This is what true. I am. This is what I am doing. And if you weren't committed to it, you wouldn't be very good at it, and you probably would have done it for a year or two, and that would have been the end of that career.
And you know what? It could still happen. You never know. I'm hoping for that. But psychologically speaking, with Dr. John Baracchio, you can always catch the doc online 24/7 at drjohnb.com. We look forward to talking to you again here, Regional Psychological Services. And as always, he says, go green.
Go white.
Not bad. Dr. John B., Dr. John Baracchio, we'll talk to you again next week. Keep it right here, 1320 WILS.